A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Are you Silver? Away!
For some time, a band of outlaw raiders led by a man known only as El Gringo had terrorized the larger ranches along the border. Striking without warning, they murdered, burned buildings, and pillaged, only to vanish somewhere in the silent vastness of the great Southwest. However, one ranch had escaped. It was the Hacienda Dolores, owned by Don Jose Rodriguez. Seeking an answer to this, the Lone Ranger called on the wealthy Spanish-American rancher.
You were expecting me, Don Jose?
Si, senor. I received a message from the padre a few days ago. He said you wished to talk to me. It is with his blessing that I welcome one who wears a mask. Well,
thank you. I have come for some information. Perhaps you can provide it, and perhaps not.
If I can, senor, you are assured I will.
Why is it then that your rancho has never been raided by El Gringo and his men?
El Gringo?
Yes. He's raided every big ranch in this region, with the exception of the Hacienda Dolores. Yet it is one of the richest. He must have a reason.
He has learned that we forever expect him and are prepared to greet him if he comes.
Well, I saw no guards as Tonto and I rode in.
Every man who works for the Hacienda Dolores is a guard.
But your employees are scattered all over the rancho. When El Gringo strikes, he'll have a band of 20 men or more with him.
And I will have twice as many, senor.
Oh?
Come, I will show you something.
See.
This way.
Whoa, whoa,
little
boy, whoa, whoa.
Oh, Inez, I had hoped you would return in time.
Oh, the vaqueros told me he had arrived.
Inez, senor, this is my daughter, Inez.
Buenos dias, senorita. The padre has told me about you.
And he has told me so much about you and Tonto, senor. Oh, I never believed I would see you with my own eyes.
You have a very beautiful horse there, senorita. A thoroughbred, isn't he?
Oh, si, senor. He is one of many thoroughbreds my father owns.
Before you leave, senor, I will show them to you. Being one who knows horses, I am certain you will think mine the finest in the West.
Tonto and I saw several as we rode in. I'll be glad to see all of them.
But come now, we go see the belfry.
The belfry? Well, why do you show the masked man the belfry, Papa?
So he may see how we will rally our workmen and vaqueros in the event El Gringo should come.
Oh, the mention of his name frightens me. But, senor, are you searching for El Gringo?
Si, senorita. Tonto and I have been trying to find him for a long time. We have reasons to believe he will try to raid the rancho soon.
You are very brave, senor. El Gringo is a very dangerous man.
Here it is. Now, if you will look upward there, you will see the big bell.
It can be heard for miles.
Yes, I see it. The very big bell.
It was brought here from Spain by my ancestors more than 200 years ago, senor.
Oh?
It has been a sentinel in times of danger always.
Could we ring it now, Papa?
See, I planned it so.
But it will summon your men.
See, senor, I wish them to see you.
They have heard so much of you, senor.
And should you return, they will know you are my friend. And theirs, too. Oh, well, ring the bell, Inez.
Gracias, Papa.
Look, the men hear it. You see to the west, senor.
Yes.
And to the south.
They will come from every direction.
El Gringo will find us waiting if he should choose to raid the Hacienda Dolores, senor.
And he is undoubtedly aware of it. That is perhaps why he has not attempted it before.
Well, let's hope so. But Don Jose, don't underestimate El Gringo.
How do you mean?
Well, before he'll attempt a raid, he'll try to get your men off the rancho first. And if he succeeds...
Not one of my men would leave the rancho without my permission.
Oh.
In fact, my order, senor. You don't have to worry about that.
The following day, after the Lone Ranger had departed, a well-dressed traveler rode up to the Hacienda Dolores and explained his mission to Don Jose Rodriguez.
I understand, Don Jose, you have some very fine horses. Thoroughbreds.
Si, the finest, senor.
I'm in the market for a dozen or more, but I want to make sure of what I buy.
Well, then, will you accept the hospitality of the Hacienda Dolores while you select the ones you prefer, senor?
Now, that's mighty nice of you. I came quite a distance, and there's no tavern where I can stop, I reckon.
My daughter and I will try to make your visit a pleasant one. Oh, but first I will call a stableman to care for your horse. Pablo!
Si, senor.
Take this senor's horse.
Si, padron.
Care for him well, too. Senor will be my guest.
Si, padron. Come.
Now, senor...
Smith's the name. Ed Smith from down Galveston way.
Come with me, Senor Smith. We will join my daughter Inez in the patio.
As several days passed, El Gringo's men grew restless in a secluded camp several miles from the Hacienda Dolores and protested to Curly, who was in charge.
Listen, Curly, we've been here nearly a week. We've not heard from Gringo yet.
Don't let it bother you. Gringo's waited a long time in this raid. A few days now don't mean anything.
Well, maybe something's happened to him.
Yeah. Nope, I don't think so. Gringo knows what he's doing.
I'm for riding in there now.
You'll do nothing of the kind. We wouldn't get past the first hired hand before Don Jose's whole crew would be ready for us. Gringo's got to get him off the rancho first.
But how in thunder can he do that?
You leave that to El Gringo.
Most remarkable purchase, senor. I did not expect to sell so many thoroughbreds.
I didn't expect to find so much good stock here, Don Jose.
But 20 horses cost so much money, senor
Smith. Our thoroughbreds come high. Now, Don Jose, I'll settle up with you.
Very well, very well. If you will give me a draft on your bank, I'll have it verified within 24 hours. Oh, not that I don't trust you, senor Smith, but it's good business.
I understand. But I don't do business that way.
No.
I deal strictly in cash. Lay it on the barrel head, I always say, and nobody gets hurt.
What, do you carry so much money with you? It's more than $10,000.
Got it right here. But before I count it out, there's one other thing to settle.
See, si, what is that, senor?
Down my way, the seller always delivers to the railhead without extra charge. Is that customary here?
I have never done so, senor, but as you have no vaqueros, well, you know, riders with you, I shall be pleased to.
Good. But these horses being thoroughbreds, I don't want them driven to the railhead. They might get hurt. They've got to be led, each one of them.
Oh, very well. It will require 20 of my riders. But I will do it.
20 riders? But, Papa, that is more than half of the men we have. What if El Gringo should raid the rancho?
El Gringo? Who's he?
The leader of a band of outlaws, senor.
He is a terrible man, Senor Smith. He has raided many ranchos.
So far, the Hacienda Dolores has escaped.
And if he should raid the rancho while our men are away... Oh, senor, I hate to think of what would happen.
Now, let me tell you something, young lady. You're looking at one of the best sheriffs East Texas ever had.
You're a sheriff?
Two terms, Don Jose. I quit because there wasn't any work for me after that.
Oh.
Now I'll tell you what I'll do.
See?
I'll stay right here with you until your vaqueros get back from the railroad. If El Gringo rides in while they're gone, he'll smell more gunpowder than he ever thought there was.
Oh, will you please?
No, it's too much to ask of you, senor, to risk your life for us.
It won't be a risk, Don Jose. It'll be a pleasure to meet this El Gringo. Now that that's settled, let's count the cash. 1,000, 2,000.
Early the following morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were preparing to break camp when they saw a group of horsemen leading other horses and heading north toward the railhead.
Them ride from direction Big Ranch, Kimasabi.
Yes, Tonto. Let me have the field glasses, will you?
Let me get them here. Here, glasses.
Well, thanks. Let's see who they are.
What you see, Kimasabi?
The vaqueros from Don Jose's rancho, all right. The horses they're leading are his also. They're his best thoroughbred.
Where them go?
They're riding toward the railhead. It's 20 miles from the ranch. Tonto, I don't like the looks of this.
What wrong?
There are 20 men in the group. That's more than half of the men on the ranch.
That's bad.
If El Gringo should decide to raid the ranch, he'd have no trouble now. I'm surprised that Don Jose would deplete his forces at a time like this.
What you do, Kimasabi?
Just as a precaution for his protection, we're riding to the Hacienda Dolores. Here, Salute.
Here, Scout.
We'll remain with Don Jose and his daughter until his riders return.
Easy, big fella.
That good.
Come on, Scout.
While the Lone Ranger and Tonto headed for that ranch house, El Gringo's outlaw band waited near the trail for the riders from the Hacienda Dolores and the high-priced horses they accompanied.
I'm telling you, Joe, El Gringo's smart.
Yeah, maybe he's smart. But Dad ratted Curly, you and me and the rest of the boys do all the rough work and take all the risks.
I don't know as I'd say that, Joe.
Why not?
Well, look around. If we get into trouble, we got a score of expert gunslingers to fight on our side. But with El Gringo, it's different. He's up there at Don Jose's place all by himself, depending on nothing but his brains to keep him out of danger. Rodriguez savvies that he's El Gringo, he's a gone goose. He wouldn't have a chance against the vaqueros.
Well, maybe there's some sense in what you say, Curly. But you've got to admit this. Even if El Gringo does run more risk than we do, he sure collects a plenty for it.
Well, I'll admit that.
Yes, sirree. He collects a plenty. And I don't see where he does anything that we couldn't do without him.
What are you aiming at, Joe?
Well, I'm just getting a few ideas in the back of my head. Hey, wait.
What's the matter?
Curly, look over yonder. Hey, boys, get ready.
It's the vaqueros.
With the horses from the Hacienda Dolores.
Here they come.
Mount up, boys. Get to your horses.
This is where we go into action.
El Gringo did it, all right.
I knew he'd find a way to get them vaqueros off the Hacienda Dolores. Hey, boys. Boys, listen to me. Mount up and get your guns ready. Let those riders get into the draw before we ride in on them. When we ride in, do as little shooting as possible.
They'll give up when they know they're surrounded.
All right, now. Everybody get to cover. Get up there. Get up there. Get up.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back. continue our story. As the vaqueros from Hacienda Dolores rode into the draw with a remuda of thoroughbreds in tow, El Gringo's outlaws swarmed down upon them. Taken so completely by surprise, Don Jose's men soon surrendered, and a few moments later were gruffly addressed by Curly, one of their captors.
All right, you hombres, muy Prado. Start peeling off that Mexican dutch you're wearing. Make it Prado, get out of them. And Joe.
Yeah, Curly.
Start culling out the horses they were riding.
What about them thoroughbreds they were leading?
Put them on a picket line with our own horses. Right now I'm interested in the ones they were riding.
With part of Don Jose's men captured, El Gringo proceeded with his plan to lure the remaining vaqueros away from the ranch. To do this, he invited Inez to ride with him across the plain.
Just a moment, senorita. Rein up.
What is the matter, senor?
You better dismount, senorita. I think your horse is about to throw a shoe.
Oh, I did not notice. Now, which shoe, senor?
This one.
What are you doing, senor?
Sending your horse back to the rancho.
But I do not understand your behavior, Senor Smith.
Listen, sister, when that horse gets to the Hacienda Dolores, your old man's going to be mighty upset because you're not on it.
Well, of course he will. He will be terribly frightened.
Yeah. And he'll round up every hired hand on the place and send him looking for you, won't he?
Yes, he will.
That's just what I want him to do. I got rid of half his crew this morning, and I guess this will get the rest of them off the spread.
You did that?
You see, senorita, it took me a long time to figure how I could raid the Hacienda Dolores without running into trouble.
Raid? Who are you?
They call me El Gringo.
It was just about then when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the ranch.
Tonto, oh, come on,
come on,
Tonto. There's Don Jose in the patio. Steady, big fella.
And him see us.
What is this, my friends? What brings you to Hacienda Dolores again?
Buenos dias, amigo mio. A short time ago, Tonto and I saw a group of your vaqueros riding toward the railhead with a remuda of thoroughbreds.
Si, senor. They were purchased by my guest, Senor Ed Smith from Galveston.
Would you introduce me to this guest, Don Jose?
Gladly. If you will but wait until he and my daughter return to the Hacienda, amigo mio.
Oh, where are they?
They went for a ride about the rancho. They will return soon.
Look, Kimasabi.
Yes?
Horse with saddle and come fast.
Don Jose, isn't that your daughter's horse?
See, it is her horse, but she's not on it. Something must have happened to her.
There's no doubt about that.
Me go catch horse.
She may have been thrown, maybe hurt. I will ring the bell and summon my men.
Just a moment, amigo mio.
The men, they will ride out and find her. I must summon them at once.
No, not now. It's too late for that.
Too late? What do you mean by that, senor?
Don Jose, you've been tricked.
Tricked? By whom, senor, have I been tricked?
By El Gringo.
El Gringo? What do you mean?
Before El Gringo could safely raid your rancho, you had to get your men away from it. You nearly succeeded, but not completely.
I don't understand.
I believe that your guest is not Ed Smith of Galveston, but El Gringo himself. He posed as a wealthy horse buyer to get part of your men off the rancho.
But he paid cash, senor. More than $10,000.
Now, if you send the rest of your men off the rancho in search of Inez, El Gringo will ride in and get his money back and more. You see?
You mean he let the horse come back?
Undoubtedly. He knew you'd spare no effort to find your daughter, and you were preparing to do exactly what he knew you would do.
Send the rest of my men in search of Inez.
Exactly.
But he will kill her. Amigo, I've got to find her.
Perhaps I can find her. At least I'll try. But you've got to do what I tell you.
Senor, you say I have got to do what you say. What if I refuse?
I'm sorry, Don Jose, but you can't refuse. If El Gringo succeeds with his plans, will make him stronger than ever to continue his raids on the ranchos. I think we have a chance to get him, and we've got to make the most of it.
Senor, if anyone but you spoke to me, Don Jose Rodriguez, in that way...
Please, please do as I say.
Si, senor. What am I to do?
Summon your men, but don't let them leave the rancho. Have them keep their horses in the stables. Have them conceal themselves inside the hacienda. Here, Silver. Arm your men well and be ready to fight to a finish. Steady, big fella.
But where are you going, senor?
To get the men who rode out with your remuda this morning. And I hope I'll find Inez also. Hello.
What me do?
Stay with Don Jose. He'll need your help. Come on, Silver.
After a successful attack on Don Jose's vaqueros, Joe and Curly and the rest of the outlaw band, dressed in the clothes of the vaqueros, waited in camp with their prisoners. Presently, they heard a single horse approach with a double burden.
Hey, look, Curly. It's El Gringo.
I figured he'd be riding in soon. Hey, Joe, he's got that Rodriguez girl with him.
And she's fighting like a wildcat.
Yeah, here they come.
Take this wildcat.
I got her.
Take it easy, sister.
Hold on to it, Joe. She'll scalp you. So what happened, Gringo?
No time to explain now, but I got every man off the ranch. Now's our chance to raid it. And there's $250,000 worth of stock waiting for us.
What do we do with these vaqueros?
Put a two-man guard over them. We can take care of them when we get back. Now hurry.
I'll stand guard.
Yes, so will I. But what about the girl, El Gringo?
Yeah, what about her?
Guard her well. I kind of like her. Come on up and let's go.
El Gringo.
Si, senorita.
Why do your men wear the clothes of my vaqueros? Why do they ride my father's horses instead of their own?
Now, sister, you be a good girl while I'm gone. And when I get back, I'll tell you all about it. All right, man, let's go. Get it back.
You see many horsemen, Don Jose?
See, they ride this way.
They go tell men, get ready to fight.
Oh, wait, Tonto.
No time to wait. Them ride plenty fast.
No, do not go. It is not El Gringo and his men.
Huh? And why you say that? How you know?
They are my own vaqueros. See the big Mexican hats, the bright sashes, and the blue jackets?
That's right.
And look, amigo, they are my own horses.
Ah, me see him.
It is not El Gringo and his outlaws. Come, Tonto. We'll find out why they have returned.
Or maybe Lone Ranger tell them come back pronto.
It's possible. Here they come. They fire on us.
Them not be heralds. Them outlaws.
We've been tricked.
Me
run, Tonto, run.
Me tell men to fight.
When the Lone Ranger rode out of the Hacienda Dolores, he kept to cover, but maintained a constant watch on the trail to the railhead. When he saw El Gringo and his men ride toward the rancho, he cut back to the trail with the full knowledge that if he failed to find what he hoped to, it would be too late to save Tonto and Don Jose and the handful of men defending the hacienda. Meanwhile, the two outlaws who had so willingly volunteered to guard the trail camp had ideas much like those of Joe.
We do all the work and take all the risk, and El Gringo gets all the money.
What do you get, man?
Look at them there thoroughbreds. They'd bring plenty of cash south of the border.
Yeah, they would.
If you and me was to sell them, we'd have more cash in one lump. El Gringo will pay us in the next 5 years. I'm fed up with working for El Gringo. It's time me and you hit out on our own.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking for a long time. But what about these vaqueros we got in our hands? We can't shoot them all. Let Bolton run.
Turn them loose. We got their guns. They'll be a foot and it'll take them hours to get back to the ranch.
Yeah, Reagan's sure. Hey, what?
Hey, look.
Who's that, Elbridge?
Gun him down.
Captured girl and the men who worked for her father were hopelessly tied. They could do nothing but watch the courageous charge of the Lone Ranger. He leaned low over the saddle, racing forward into the gunfire of the two outlaws. But their shots were hurried and careless, while the masked man's gun spoke with deadly precision.
I'm hit. He got me.
I'll get that mask, hombre.
My arm. Oh, easy, steady, big fella.
Senor, those two, they held us prisoners.
Stand back and keep your hands up, or I'll put more bullets into you.
I quit.
My arm, I'm shot.
I'll cut those ropes, senorita.
Did you see El Gringo and his men?
Yes, they're riding to the rancho now.
But then it is too late.
I hope not. There you are. Now free the men.
Working fast, the Lone Ranger went from one to another of the men, cutting the ropes that held their hands. When he was finished, he called to all of them.
Now, men, get your guns and mount the thoroughbreds. Bring those two outlaws along.
Listen to what we're doing.
Senorita, you'll ride with me.
Senor.
All right, up you go. There, steady, easy, big fella. All right, Andale, follow me. One, two, there.
It is all over.
It
look pretty bad.
Our ammunition is gone. We haven't a chance.
Them break down door now.
If only the masked man would call.
It's too late now.
Let him have it, Gringo.
Hold your fire, Curly.
You're kind of surprised to see me again, Don Jose.
What have you done with my daughter?
Don't worry about her, Jose. She's in good hands. Now, before we go on with the rest of the show, there's a little matter of $10,000. Where is it?
I have it here.
Then let's have it.
Curly.
Yeah, Gringo?
Go outside and tell the boys to cut out the yelling and shooting and start burning this place to the ground.
Yeah, sound like they're putting on a celebration.
We'll put on a real one when we get done, not before. Now get going. All right, Jose. Where's the $10,000?
Hey, look out, Gringo. What? Drop that gun.
What the?
The masked man.
Him come.
Got him, Gringo.
Clever man. You nearly succeeded in destroying the Hacienda Dolores, just as you destroyed the ranchos of my friend.
And you would have succeeded, El Gringo, had it not been that the masked man is more clever than you.
Yeah. I'll admit I staked all my blue chips on this job and lost. But let me ask you something.
What is it?
It all happened so quick, I'm plenty mixed up. You say the masked critter called my hand?
Si, and won.
Then just who is he?
He is the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.